Marta's golden passports. Why do the super rich want them? A European Union mission is visiting Malta to investigate the rule of law, as the fallout continues from the investigation into the killing of journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. The murder of Mrs. Caruana Galizia in 2017 has rocked the country's political establishment and highlighted wider concerns about alleged corruption and a weak judicial system. There is growing scrutiny of its so-called golden passport scheme, which has been described by EU Parliament delegation as risking importing criminals and money laundering into the whole EU. The selling of citizenship has become a big global market for wealthy individuals looking for low taxes, elite education, or for political reason. But how much does it cost in Malta, and what do we know about those buying passports? How would you buy Maltese citizenship? The government introduced a scheme in 2014 to attract wealthy individuals and investment. To get a passport, applicants must contribute $650,000 to a nation development fund, $150,000 to Maltese stocks or share, buy a property worth at least $350,000 or rent one for $16,000 per year. This comes to $1,150,000, so that's actually more than the $900,000 cost given by Dutch MEP Sophie Inveld. Applicants must also have held resident status for more than 12 months, although they don't have to have physically lived there. There have been 833 investors and 2,109 family members who have obtained Maltese citizenship since the scheme started. A Maltese passport allows the holder visa-free travel to the European countries, as Malta is part of the Schengen Agreement. The number of Maltese golden passports. This data includes dependent on applicants. Between mid-2017 and mid-2018, the scheme raised $162 million and $375,000, which equates to 1.38% of Malta's GDP in that period, although in 2018 there was a drop in the purchase of passports. There's clear incentive for small countries like Malta to have a scheme like this to attract significant amounts of investment. Many microstates have become dependent on the income generated through such programs, says Luc van der Veren, a migration researcher at a European University Institute in Florence. Who is buying a Maltese passport? The Maltese government doesn't release information on the individual countries of origin of those applying for golden passports, but it does give information by region. Europe is the most common region of origin, followed by the Middle East of Gulf region and Asia. However, EU member countries are obliged to public figures of annual citizenship acquisition, who has become a citizen that year. After the introduction of the public in Malta in 2014, there was an increase in the number of naturalized citizens from Saudi Arabia and Russia and China. For example, Saudi Arabia didn't contribute any naturalized citizen before 2015, but since then, there's been more than 400. There are legitimate reasons for seeking another passport, but there are allegations in the Maltese system is being abused. The European Commission published a report in January 2019 saying that it had concerns about Malta's scheme, which was less strict than the EU countries. The origin of naturalized Maltese citizens. For instance, the applicants are not obliged to physical resident and there is no requirement to have prior connections to the country. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development released a report in 2018 that blacklisted Malta as a country a high risk of tax evasions because of its golden passport scheme. These Maltese government says it screens all applicants and politically exposed persons. Mr. Van der Baren says many families have used it to educate their children abroad or have it in case they need to relocate from their home country. But it adds, the program all can also exacerbate inequality of the countries of region as it enables the elite few to buy second citizenship. In the EU, Cyprus and Bulgaria have similar schemes. Between 2008 and 2018, Cyprus granted citizenship to 1,685 investors and 1,651 members of their families. Although in November, the country stripped 26 investors of their golden passports, citing mistakes made in the processing of them.